Well, Jim, a 2-1 FA Cup defeat to Coventry. It all started well. You got the first goal, but unfortunately you've done on the break and Marvin Sordell's class paid in the end.
Yeah, I did, and I'm so disappointed because we had a great opportunity last Sunday. You know, my opinion should have won the game, but, you know, you draw it. We're positive going into tonight. We knew what we were coming up against with regard to them being a good footballing side, but us probably having the physicality on them and maybe hitting them from set plays like we did at home. Maybe hitting them on counter-attack when our defensive shape's good and when we win it back to get in and where we can get in. You know, they've changed the shape and gone to three at the back, which we didn't expect. We've had to change ours because we thought the lad Haynes on the left side was causing us problems, forcing us right back. But as you say, we've come here, we've done our own work again. We've just gone over things that we went over leading up to the Sunday game the other week. Positive mindset, confident, know where we could hurt them, we know what to expect of them and where they're going to try and get at us. And sometimes you come up against better footballing sides and they're a better footballing side than us, but as I say, we knew one of the strengths we had on our opposition tonight was probably from set plays and long throws and, as I say, counter-attack and football, and it all went to plan because we hit them a couple of times on the counter-attack with good defensive shape, and then when we had an opportunity to press and nick the ball, we did, and we got together and we broke at speed and we had decent opportunities on the counter-attack. We played some okay football at times when we did win the ball back to get after them. We did cause them problems from set plays. Obviously, the first goal come from that with Dean Winard again, who scored against them at home. So that's pleasing. So it's going to plan, but, you know, I speak about game management and running the clock, it's all very well. People saying, oh, yeah, you should be pushing for the second and things like that. When you're 5 minutes before half time, and maybe it's a case of, well, you know, let's over defend here. Let's put the ball in and take one body out of the box and maybe ring the edge of the box. Or certainly what we did do, we got done on the edge of the box from our corner. We missed the first tackle. And then Kyle Reid, to be fair to him, showed a great bit of confidence and skill to knock it over Adam Wildig's head. And he was away, and he's a quick player. And once he got away, it was always going to be difficult. We, you know, we worked hard to get back, but a good bit of play, they've scored. And you come in 1-1, and it's so disappointing because you're away from home. The longer it goes, the more pressure on the team who's from the higher division. But it just changes the whole outlook. We come out second half, and the second goal is absolutely criminal at any level. It's come right from the goalkeeper. You know, he hasn't kicked it through, but it's too easy to go right down the middle of the pitch and to score a goal. And then from then, they kept the ball well. You know, we've had to commit and throw extra bodies forward, and they've hit us on the break, and they play good stuff, and the cut is open at times. But while it's obviously only a goal in it, it's always you've always got that opportunity. We kept going. They've competed. They've had a goal. I don't think we're as good a football inside than what Coventry are, but some of the routes in today, you know, we tried and we pushed and we got it in, and we've had one or two half sniffs and chances here and there. And a big one for me is when we got Fleming clean through on the goalkeeper, very similar to the Paul Mullen incident at home, where he's nicked it past the keeper. The keeper's come steaming out 25 yards from goal and took Paul Mullen out on the Sunday, which easily could have been a sending off. But for tonight, Flemo goes clean through, and as the keeper's charging through, probably two on us trying to lift it over them to score a goal. And in my opinion, in that instance, should have just nicked it either side of them, drew the foul from the keeper, which probably would have seen the goalkeeper sent off. Could have been a totally different story at 1-0 playing against 10 men. Obviously, you take away you know, their threat of keeping the ball then, because they'll have one less man. But it wasn't to be. We've had a goal, as I say, at home. We probably should have won today. They've been the best of football inside. We kicked ourselves in the backside with regards to in the manner in which we've conceded the goals, and that's the disappointing thing, as it was just too, certainly the second one was too easy to score against us. But I'm saying the same thing, so things will have to change in that respect. But yeah, I'm gutted for the fans. They got behind us tonight. They sung hard. They clapped us off at the end. You know, we have competed. We have had a go. We've come up against a decent side from a higher level. We did have the belief that we were going to win the game and get through whichever way tonight, but when you don't, it doesn't half hurt.
It's been the same for you for a few years, FA Cup, isn't it? It's just one competition. We can't seem to get a good run in.
No, you know, it's just, yeah, it's one of them, isn't it? I'd rather sacrifice getting to the semi-finals of the JPT last year and qualifying the Czech trade this year, and we've done really well in the Carling Cup or the EFL Cup, what it is now, you know, beating Rotherham and all the other things we've had over the last couple of years, you know, playing Newcastle, beating Wolves, going away to Barnsley in my first year, you know. We've had some fantastic games and results in that competition, but the big one that you want to do well in is obviously the FA Cup, but it's a tough draw for us. Coventry, as I say, when we got them at home, I thought we played really well and probably should have won it. Coming here tonight, obviously a little bit different away from home, but it was all going so smoothly for us, but unfortunately we couldn't beat a decent side. Credit to them, you know, we wish them well in the future now, on and off the field. And for the FA Cup and in the league, you know, it's a massive club. It was always going to be a tough game for us, but we've competed, but gutted that we couldn't get through.